This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. This week on Radio Field Trips, we're meeting up with some bikers for Laconia's annual Motorcycle Week. It's a gorgeous spring day, mid-60s, sunshine, the perfect weather for a motorcycle ride. Right now, I'm walking along Lakeside Avenue near the shore of Weir's Beach, and it's lined with hundreds of bikes. I clearly stand out among these riders because I'm wearing my typical New Hampshire dad uniform, plaid shirt, jeans. Most everyone else, though, they're dressed head to toe in black leather. They're here to take part in the world's oldest motorcycle rally. It began back in 1923.
We have a lot of pride with people in this area that know when they go around the country, if they say, oh, I'm from Laconia, New Hampshire, people immediately go, oh, that's where the big motorcycle rally is, and that's a good thing.
Charlie St. Clair is the executive director of Bike Week. This year marks its 95th anniversary, and he says the turnout has been great so far.
Obviously, New Hampshire, we've got great, great riding capabilities. We've got a beautiful state, and we have longevity. So people are excited about the fact this is the 95th anniversary.
Over 300 motorcycles are gathered, ready to go on one of the many coordinated rides scheduled for this week. This ride begins here in Weir's Beach and ends at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, where the motorcycles will take a lap around the track.
It's no easy feat to get this many motorcycles from A to B safely without interfering with traffic too much and things like that.
With a police escort in the lead, the bikes take off, a few at a time until they form a long motorcade. This is the Mae West Memorial Ride. No, not in honor of Mae West, the 1930s film star.
I'll never forget you.
No one ever does.
But in memoriam of Charlie's cat, Mae West, who he adopted from the New Hampshire Humane Society. All the proceeds from this ride are going toward funding programs for the pet rescue organization.
And this event has just got bigger and bigger and bigger every year. I think we're 30 to 40% more riders this year than the year before, and it just keeps turning over to more and more.
Mary Lee Gorham is the executive director for the New Hampshire Humane Society. She says this event has raised over $40,000 so far. Riders J.P. Kirkeslager and Janine Arnault brought their puppy, a Maltese Yorkie mix, on the ride with them.
We call him Clutch.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra is his nickname because he's very naughty.
J.P. and Janine traveled with Clutch all the way from New Jersey for Bike Week.
I love New England. The ocean, the scenery, the people, it's a great place. The roads are fun. We got windy roads and mountains, so it's definitely, it's a joy for, you know, if you ride.
What did you like about today's ride?
Donating for the Humane Society, of course. Yeah. That was the big thing. Once we found out, we had to take the puppy with us.
Hey, it looks like he had a good ride.
Ready to go? Ready for more, look at that.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to check out some pictures of our visit to Bike Week in Laconia. While you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go next. We'd love for you to show us your favorite spot in New Hampshire. And tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear our next radio field trip. We're visiting a historic wooden roller coaster in Salem. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre.